Okay, how are all of you doing? Okay, yeah. Come, let's pray. Yeah, let's pray. Father God, I want to commit our Penang before you, even as we in our Unite 714 and also the 40 days of praying and fasting. Father, I pray, Lord God, even as we pray for our nation, we also want to pray, Lord God, and as far as COVID-19 concerned, Father, we ask, Lord God, Lord, that you will, our authorities and government were able to mitigate all that, and all the more that each and every one of us do our part, to control, to follow SOP, wherever we go, and all those. I ask, oh God, that your protection be upon each and every one of us. Bless each one. In Jesus' name I pray. Everyone say, Amen. All right. Shall we give the Lord a big hand? Amen. Okay. Now, last Sunday, I started a new series. It is called What to Do When You Do Not Know What to Do. All right. It's a series, a how-to series, gleaning on the wisdom from the book of Proverbs. Okay. Now, I started with part one, how to wise up. Now, what is wisdom actually? Wisdom is the ability to apply what you know and to live how you should, in everyday's life, especially from God's perspective. Can I get a good amen? Now, I give you the Hebrew word, for wisdom. It's called chokmah. Chokmah, the art of skillful living. Now, if you forget whatever I say, this series is called What to Do When You Do Not Know What to Do. So, in that sense, I'm saying that wisdom is to know what to do when you do not know what to do. Okay? Is it sound nice? All right, now, I ended the part one by this verse, James 1:5. If any of you lack wisdom, you should pray and ask God, who gives it generously and graciously, to all. Okay, what does that mean? Okay, it means that God did not limit it to a few. Thank God. It's not only given to AJ, KC, it's not just given to a few. It's given to everyone who asks. All right, now what does that also mean? It means that you don't have to be qualified in order to receive. That's good news. Amen. Now, it's also saying that you don't have to wait for God to give you. In fact, God is waiting for you. Yes, God is like, when you go through situation in life that you just do not know what to do, God is saying, hey, hello, I'm here. The only condition is we need to pray and ask. That's the only condition. All right, so what it also means that God wants each and every one of us, not to continue making mistakes or failure after failure. In fact, He wants all of us to succeed in life. He wants all of us, to be wise, making smart decisions. You're going to have one topic on that. Time, your money, relationship, and everything else. Yes. Now, I also encourage you in this season of our series, I want to encourage all of you to read a chapter a day, the book of Proverbs. Now, reality check. How many of you have been reading a chapter a day? Wow, praise God. You all got to move, sit here. The anointing is here. all right, now. Now, this is how you should read. Today is August. Today is August 16. So you read Proverbs 16. Right? You say, today is 16. How am I going to finish the last 15 chapters? No, today is August 16. You read chapter 16. Tomorrow, chapter 17. And you go on. All right? When you come to September 1st, yes, you read chapter 1. Okay? So you go on. Okay? Every week, every month, every day, every month, and all those. All right? Now, today I'm going to continue the series and part 2, how to master your tongue. Now, how many tongue do we have? One. What does that mean? Okay? We have how many eyes? Two, ear, two, but tongue only one. All right? But that's the one that gives us trouble. True. Now, Mio was asking me, are you going to classic joke. I said, I know it was not in my mind, but I said, okay lah, tell you this joke. Now, there was this man, in the plane, in the aeroplane, and asking the stewardess, can you get me, miss, can you get me the Wagyu magazine? The air stewardess understand English is a problem, so okay, get, bring the magazine for him. I said, sir, it's Vogue magazine, not Wagyu. Then after a few minutes, he asked me, I got problem with my tongue. Is there anything for my tongue? Then the estuarius, okay, sir, it's not tongue, it's okay lah. I don't want to argue with you. Okay, let's move on. Okay, now. How many... okay, laugh one more time. Okay. Something... got heart attack now. Okay, now. English, right? Okay, now. How many words... or give clap to who? Okay, now. How many words do an average man speak a day? Oh, this while... we're always saying this, okay? Yeah, 500. 500 only. Oh. Woman, 10,000. Okay, now. All this while, we always say the average man speaks 20,000. And for a woman, 30,000. So, with that fact in my mind, I'm trying to search on Google and find out whether it's true or not. What do y'all think now? It seems that men probably talk more than women. Yeah. So, I look at the talk show. It's all talk show done by men. Except for Ellen, I know. Who else? No, right? So probably men, huh? Oprah, okay, two. Okay, now. But the rest, right? So probably men talks more than the women. Now, how many of you realize that after a board meeting, after a committee meeting, or whatever meeting that you have, the real meeting is after the meeting, where people will gather in a car park, and they will talk longer than with the actual meeting. And because the car park was so hot, they move on to the coffee shop. All right? Now, as I Google and try to search, and I found this, it's a myth or fact. Women use an average of 20,000 words per day, while men use 7,000. Myth or fact. All right? Now, okay, leaving that to you. But what interests me was this. All right? You speak at least 7,000 words a day. Here's how to make them count. In other words, okay, whatever you say, does it change the life of people? Do you make all those words count? That makes, okay, as you continue reading, what I like was when he says here, okay, how many of those words that you spoke yesterday make a difference to those around you, a positive difference? How many of those words serve little or no purpose at all? Wow. So make us think, right? With whatever we say in a day. Now, when I was preparing my message, I always put a word count so that I know how many words that I'm speaking, okay, today, all right, now. Because my font size is 16. Wow, Pastor, I, oh, yeah. Okay, now. So, each time I prepare, so time has changed. Now, I try to log in a 30 minutes. So, with that, I realized that I can only speak 3,000 words for 30 minutes. So, in 10 minutes, I'm speaking 1,000 words. Okay, that's what it goes, all right? Now, if you hear some other preacher, they even speak faster. During the MCO days, right? Some of them told me, Pastor, you're speaking very fast. Yeah, I'm trying to squeeze my normal 40 minutes into 30 minutes. So as time goes, I need to cut down. All right, now look at Proverbs. Proverbs 13, verse 3 says this. The New Century Version says, those who are careful about what they say protect their lives, but whoever speaks without thinking will be ruined. Wow. Now, when I was preparing this, I look at different versions. It's just interesting how the language is, how they explain things. All right, look at another one, the Good News translation. Be careful what you say and protect your life. A careless talker destroys himself. How many of you remember the song, Careless Whisper? Oh, okay. Now your mind went to those days. Huh? Okay, now. Living Bible says self-control means controlling the tongue. Let us pray. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands, even as we go into this series, gleaning through the passages, verses, Lord, in the book of Proverbs. I ask, oh God, Lord, you grant us wisdom. Father, wisdom as we look at it, to know what to do when we do not know what to do. I commit all of us in your hands. Holy Spirit, come teach us, guide us. In Jesus' name, everyone say, amen. Have you ever opened your mouth, say something that you, at the time when you say, you know, oh no, trouble is coming because you have just said something that will get you in trouble. So with that, Whether in the family, your mom, your dad, all are correcting you. All right, your brother, sister are all angry with you. All right, then in the workplace, you say something, but now you're causing trouble. Isn't it true that our words can bless, can encourage, can strengthen someone, and bring the power of God, okay, on people's life? But at the same time, words can also hurt, destroy, kill someone's reputation, curse and damage people's life. Yes? So in other words, can you tell your neighbor left and right and says, your words have power. Even more powerful, there is the saliva coming out. That's why everyone needs to be careful of what you say. All right? Your mouth can be one of the most dangerous weapon you have. It can either save or destroy somebody. All right? Now, you have situation like this in your life? Of course. All right? Now, so today, okay, as we look at the book of Proverbs on the mouth or the tongue or whatever you say, I was just thinking that if Jesus is speaking this message, he will probably name it as the Sermon on the Mouth. Okay, let's move on. Huh? So how to master the tongue? Okay, there are 100 over verses we cannot cover in this short period, all right? But I was putting in these three wisdom that we can look at, okay, so that we can fewer regrets or fewer troubles, okay, in life, especially in relationship, all right? Now, number one, think before you speak. Wow. So chim, so deep. Think before you sleep. How many intelligent people here? Bible says, okay, in Proverbs 16:23, the Good News Translation, intelligent people think before they speak. Wow. All right. So make us think, right, whether we are intelligent or not. What they say is then more persuasive. In other words, get your mind in gear before you engage your tongue. Now, how many of you speak faster than your mind? That means you're not thinking, right? True or not? Okay. No. He already think a lot before he delivered that. Okay, now. How many of you have situation when a person says so many things, then we were like taking notes, and after that, the person said, don't believe everything I say. You read so much already. Okay, now. Let's move on. Now, have you seen a game show where candidates guess the answer before the question finish saying? That normally is always wrong, all right? You know, I have situation where one of my son, all right, came back with a test paper, you don't know who. I said, what happened to this page? All 10 wrong, or all were wrong. So I've tried to understand it because all in Mandarin, and later on I understand that the question asked is to choose which is false. He got it all wrong. That means he chose all that is true. Although all is true, all were wrong. Okay? Yeah. Now, I also heard another story, the donut story. It was at a weekly event. So they have ordered donuts for everybody. 10,000 donuts every week. But on that particular weekend, they knew that there will be half of the people coming. All right, the person who went to order, okay, I want to have the donuts half, cut into half. So what happened? It came back 10 dozen, cut into half. What they want is only 5 dozen. All right, in other words, think before you speak. Proverbs 10:19, the more you talk, the more likely you are to. There's another version that says that when words are many, sin is not absent. Wow. I'm trying to keep my message short today. Okay, now, if you are wise, you will keep quiet. So you won't hear the rest of the message now. Okay, let's move on. Now, have you heard about the wise old owl? A wise old owl sat in an oak on a tree. And the more he saw, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. Let's try to be like the old owl, which means let's learn to think before you speak. Now, Proverbs 18, 20, 21 says this. You will have to live with the consequences of everything you say. What you say can preserve life or destroy it. So you must accept the consequences of your words. You know, how many of you have a time when you say something And then the person say, then you realize that it's wrong. Oh, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. Then the person say, well, whatever you say, already let go. I can forgive you, but you cannot take back your words. True. Now, words spoken cannot be unspoken. That same words in ESV is death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So in other words spoken can't be unspoken. That means what once it leaves your mouth or your lips, there's no way to get them back. You got to eat the fruits. Yes? All right, now. How many of you agree, okay, with this verse? Okay, which also means that you have experienced some of that. Now, I'll try to remember some stories that in my life. I remember one of my classmates, okay, they were rowdy, they were talking, teacher was not in. And then this friend, he shouted so loud, okay, about this teacher, you know. All of us have this experience, right? We name our teachers and all those. The moment he said it so loud, the teacher walks in. Oops. I couldn't tell you what happened the rest. Okay, now, if you keep saying curse word, what will happen to you? Yeah. Now, I remember my former colleagues when I was working in a manufacturing company, they were always department war, you know, department versus the other department. Of course, they couldn't do the physical fight. There's always these verbal fights, you know, verbal fights. Some of those, I was just listening to all these verbal fights, and I was like, wow, things like that also they can say. I mean, besides all the vulgar words and all those, all right? So one of these is that I still remember is this, they fight until, like, if I see you hit by a car and road accident, if I see, I also don't want to help you. Fight until like this. It's a true story. But later on, they try to mend back, you know. They try to be friends again. Then I heard the other person say to the other person, saying, like, you seriously, you don't want to help me? Now, recently I heard this. He said, Pastor, do you know the 7 most expensive words in the English language? So he's saying to the pastor, all right? They say, what is it? Pastor, it's when you say, I now pronounce you husband and wife. Very expensive. Okay, now. Which means talk is not cheap. Yes, sometimes you say, oh, yeah, talk so cheap. But actually, it's not cheap. It's always easier to get in than is to get out. It's easier to get into a debt than to get out of a debt. Yes, it's easy to write into your schedule. But it's very hard, okay, to get out of that schedule. Have you ever said yes to a salesman and realize that, I shouldn't say yes? Buy one, get 10. Oh. Yeah. He's pointing at me. Okay, now. Thank you, Deborah. Okay, now. Have you ever made a promise to your kids and they wouldn't forget it? So all parents, grandparents, if you have promised your children and your grandchildren, you better. Otherwise, they will make you not to forget it. Yeah. Have you ever accepted an invitation and later regretted that you had? This is things answering before, speak before, okay, you think, all right? As such, what you say can make you happy or sad. It can make you rich or poor and can get you married or divorced. Okay, in all level of relationship. Okay, what you say, you can win friends or they become your enemy. What you say can get you higher or fire, okay? Think before you speak. And in fact, it's a hard lesson, okay, to learn, okay, for everyone. Right, so with that, I'll give you this rating. You think about it. Do I think before I speak? One, if you are, I'm overcommitted and stressed out and paying for it because I didn't think before I speak, saying yes all the time. Or I always think before I speak. Give yourself a 10. Okay, now let's move on. How to manage my tongue? Okay, number two, think before you speak. Number two, always speak the truth. You will never go wrong. Even they say you're wrong. Okay, now, how many of you have seen this? I swear by the Almighty God that I will tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We see that all in the movies. None of us, I don't know whether can I say none. Probably some of you have been to the courthouse. I do not know. Okay, whether they really do that or not. All right, but most of this we see it in the Hollywood movie. Okay, that I swear by Almighty God and so on. Why is that so? Very easy. The answer is because people tell lies. Right? You can tell your neighbor, I know someone like that. Okay. Now, as I wanting to search for examples to help us understand, I found this. The day America told the truth, the survey shows that 91% lie about matters they consider trivial. 36% lie about important matters and so on. I was just thinking that. Every country has its own story, right? It's not only America. This person, this author is just bold enough to write something like this. I was reading the review of this book. There's one lady that said that, I don't know, it's just too depressive. I don't want to finish the book. As he continued to read, I wonder who wants to write about Malaysia. Okay. Maybe it already happened. All right. Now, question for all of us is, do you like people lying to you? Of course not. Likewise, for all of us, we shouldn't lie to others. So what happened to liars? Revelation 21 verse 8 says, the coward, the traitors, the perverts, the murderers, the immoral, those who practice magic, those who worship idols, and all liars. Okay, the place of them is in the lake of burning with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. So the Proverbs, book of Proverbs deals with a lot of dishonesty, lying, deceit, exaggeration, and gossip. Proverbs 16:28 says, a dishonest man spreads strife, and a whisperer spreads close friends. Yeah, probably we have experienced that. Good News Translation says, gossip is spread by wicked people. They stir up trouble and break up friendship. Then you think about all the friendship that you have. Why are those friendships broken? Gossip. Words that shouldn't be said, right? Now, do you know that one of the most common slogan, okay, put up in school library, if you are still in school, is always what? Silence is gold. The next one will be, honesty is the best policy. Yes, but the action is always the opposite. Now, think about why is such, right? Why? What's the reason behind all that? Now, look at this, Proverbs 10:10. Someone who hold back the truth causes trouble. Means hold back. Didn't say the truth. Become dishonest, okay, in that sense. So with that, question will be, why do people hold back the truth? When you have a piece of truth, why do you hold it back? Think about it. I was just thinking about it. Probably is this, because we are afraid. We are afraid that something will happen to ourselves, which means we become cowards. When we think about truth, we're supposed to say it, right? Now, which also means that we rather do anything we can to avoid conflict. We want to keep the peace, not make wave, and not rock the boat. Now, when you think about it, it happens in every relationship that we know, and especially husband and wife and family. Now, that's the closest. All right? So what happened in relationship? When people choose not to be honest and rather to be passive, and rather be passive and keep the peace, not to shake up, not to rock the relationship and so on, and especially in marriage, listen to this, husband and wife. Okay, if you are not honest, okay, to one another, and all those who are getting married, and those who are thinking about getting married, okay, if we are not honest with one another, there's always a trust issue. Yeah. So either spouse always thinking, what's inside the spoon? Why you don't let me have the password? Why I cannot see? Why are you hiding? All right? So when there is dishonesty, it will destroy relationship. My wife, my children, everyone know my password. But you don't please talk to them and ask them for my password. Huh? Okay. Okay, now. When there is dishonesty, there is no intimacy in relationship. And people will always live superficial. Okay, when you live superficial, you can't go deeper. Bitterness and hurts will always rise. And at the end of the day, they will develop hidden agenda for one another. Okay, so the reality check is this. Then you come to a place where pretending is not there. How many of you heard about the pink elephant? Oh, yeah. Okay, so for a pink elephant. It's so big that everyone knows, but not you. Then you say, have you seen the pink elephant? No, what elephant? So this is another cartoon. Is something wrong?
Nope.
Are you sure? Yeah. Why do you ask? So in that case, there's always a major problem that you need to deal with. All right? We need to be honest with one another and lay, okay, the cards before and discuss about it. Now, in that journey, to be honest, it's not easy. Yes. Because when you being honest, yes, you're going to have what? Probably deeper fights because wanting to know the truth. In that journey, you go through tunnel after tunnel of chaos and conflict. Probably you will get angry. Yes. Because you're facing real issue. Yes. You're hurting from inside. But at the same time, inside of you, what is going on with that being honest to one another, probably inside you, you say you won't get out from this relationship. But I encourage you to stay focused and work on the issue. Because with that, it comes intimacy. Sometimes we think about intimacy for couples, it's always thinking about sex. But let me tell you, it's further than that. Intimacy is the result of truth, but truth always results in conflict. In every relationship, sure, there is a conflict, yes. But through that conflict, it makes you better. You handle situation better, yes. And you'll be true with one another. Otherwise, it's always superficial. Proverbs 24, 26, an honest answer is the sign of a true friendship. You want true friendship? Be honest. Okay? Why? Because you wouldn't want to lie to the person you love. Proverbs 28, 23, correct someone and afterward he will appreciate more than flattery. Living Bible, in the end, people appreciate frankness more than flattery. So Deborah was asking me, what is flattery? Make you flat. Okay, no. That means when someone is doing no good and say, oh, very good, very good. You go out very good. But the rest say, hey, very good lah, no good lah. This one is, oh, don't know where to put it, right? Now, so sometimes when you look at it, what about us when we say we love God? When we say we love God, but our life doesn't show, then it's, we are living in dishonesty, right? When we say love God, make sure you really love God. Right? The word of God, you pray. Okay, you love the church, you love Jesus, and so on. All right, now, so, but at the same time, many think that if I'm frank to people, then they may not like me. But it's not so, you know. You see, at the end, people appreciate your frankness more than flattery. Beginning, maybe they do not like you, but they know that you're telling the truth. They make a better friend. Yes, just like when we see our children, when they do wrong, never mind, continue to do wrong. No, right? We correct them. The more we correct them, yes, at the beginning, they get angry, but they love you more. Because you as a parent, you are telling them the truth. Yeah. Now, maybe sometimes the children telling the parents. Okay, now just recently, I had a conversation with a pastor. He is moving forward, right? So he's going to pass on to the second man to take up the church. And he was looking at the life of every Christian. And he wanted to take one more step as far as discipleship. Because the life that we grow, the life that he sees is one. He wanted to take one more step to how to do discipleship through. Then in all those conversations that I had with him, he said one very strong statement. When I hear about it, wow. He said this, you know, he said this. I wish your pastor do not have to lie during your funeral. Think about it. You know, in funeral, right, you say so nice thing about this person. I wish your pastor do not have to lie during your funeral. Okay, read yourself. How honest am I to people closest to me? If they absolutely no idea what you're going through, then one. That means you never tell the truth, right? Now, if you are already have intention how to put all the cards on the table, okay, honest, and working through the conflict, and you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, give yourself a 10. Okay? Number 3, speak the truth in love. This is very important. Think how you master your tongue. Think before you speak. Always speak the truth. That means be honest. Number 3, speak truth in love. Now, whatever truth that's available, people can use that and hit you back. So don't use the truth as a baseball bat, okay, or whatever weapon. Have you heard about words won't hurt me? You say whatever you want, your words won't hurt me. Have you heard that? Friends, that is a lie. words do hurt people. All right, look at Proverbs 12:18. Thoughtless words can wound as deeply as any sword, but wisely spoken words can heal. So in other words, you don't have to use physical weapon. Abuse words cut deeper than the actual knife. All right? Your words can wound people, if not kill people. Truly, you can hurt or heal people with your words. I believe that every one of us has experienced both. Okay, whether to hurt someone or heal someone. Or hope that it's not you hurting one another. Okay? Now, do you grieve over thoughtless things that people say to their loved ones? You know, sometimes you're a coffee shop or things like that, you hear people. How you see families say things towards one another. Hey, how come you talk to your parents like that? Shouting loud, you know. We are always like that. Something need to be done, all right? So, have you ever heard about anyone trying to justify their insensitivity? What do I mean? Some say, I didn't see anything wrong. Whoa, it's truth. So here is where you need to speak truth in love, all right? Now, how many of you happen to... This is a story. I happened to watch a movie a long time ago. This was a lady who fell in love. But she runs a store making pao, char siu pao. The queue was so long because the pao was so nice, because the girl was in love. But one day, she has a broken heart. Still using the same flour, same ingredient and all those, but there's no more queue. The pao doesn't taste nice anymore. And it starts to rain. Love story. So friends, or husband and wife, how you speak truth in love, then your dinner is very nice. Okay, all right now. Proverbs 15, verse 4. Gentle words cause life and health. Kind words bring life and cruel words crush the spirit. Okay, now. So it's like a twin here, all right? Kind words, gentle words, like goodness and graciousness, okay, that it works together, all right? Otherwise, cruel words, okay, will crush the spirits. So in other words, when you confront one another, okay, how you exercise gentle and kind words and speaking truth in love. Next one. Proverbs 12:25, a word of encouragement does wonders. Okay, will you agree with every compliment, encouragement that you receive, take you further than what you should because of one encouragement word that you receive? Amen. So one of the favorite characters in the Bible is Barnabas. Barnabas is known as the son of encouragement. So at the end of the day is that how people see you. Do people see you as a person who is an encourager? All right? That means something that you leave behind after meeting someone. So at the end of the day, in your tombstone, it's written there, Jonathan, encourager. Okay, think for a moment. All right. So speak the truth in love. So rate yourself. How often do I encourage others? Do you and I do more stroke than pokes? I hardly ever encourage anybody. I put one. But you have a plan to compliment people around you at least a daily basis. Even if you say thank you. Do you know when you go to the Chow Kuay Tiao store and you say thank you? Wow, he remember you. Your kuay tiao next round will be more and nicer. Okay. Well, not flattery, lah. I mean, a habit of saying thank you. So what we have learned? How to master the tongue. How to master your tongue. Think before you speak. Always speak the truth. Speak truth in love. You learn something today? Now, there are many more verses as far as you see. What do you say? The mouth, the lips, the tongue. That's why we need to read the Bible. Read the Proverbs a chapter a day. Yes? Okay? Now, application. Would you will yourself, beginning today, whoever you meet, say an encouraging word. A word that build up. Not flattery, yeah? Okay. Know that he flattery, he go home, oh, flat straight away. Whoa. The lady say something nice to me. No, not that one, all right? Okay, now. I want to close with this scripture, Matthew 15:18. What comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defile a person. You got to read the whole passage. But I'm going to draw our attention is, what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart. Have you heard anybody say there's something that, I just said something, I'm so surprised I said it. Where it come from? What do you think? it comes from the heart, lah. Yeah. So when you look at it, many times it's not the tongue, but what is inside? The heart. Probably the heart is the one that you need to change, not the tongue, but the heart. Who is the best surgeon to change heart? Heart transplant? God Himself. God wants to give us a new heart. Okay, to change. Amen? All right. So, how to manage your tongue? Think before you speak. Speak the truth, which is be honest, and then always speak truth in love. So what is wisdom? Wisdom for today is to know what to say when you do not know what to say. A good amen. So I'm going to pray. All right, can I have worship team back? Amen. There are three groups I want to pray this morning. Now, as we ponder upon the word of God, as you have read Proverbs, all right? Now, probably some of us need to not only surrender the tongue, but you need to surrender your heart. All right, and that's the only way, okay, for God to work into our life and ask God to forgive, okay, probably wrongful or hurtful words, okay, that you probably have uttered. Okay, that's the first group. The second group will be, probably you have received, this not is you say. The second group of people is probably you have received unpleasant, hurtful words from your loved ones or friends or people that who have hurt you from the inside. God wants to heal you as well, right? So then after that, I'm going to pray for our third group. All right, so I want you to close your eyes, bow your heads. Okay, for friends who are in community hall, for those in the live stream as well, okay, pray this prayer with me. If you are a person who have, you know that you have, you need God to forgive you, okay, pray this prayer with me. All right, all heads bowed and eyes closed. You say, Dear Heavenly Father, I repent for hurting my family and friends with hurtful words. Please forgive me of not guarding my heart and my tongue. Help me to love them as you have loved each and every one of them. Change my heart, God. Renew my spirit. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. For the second group, if you have received unpleasant words, pray this as well. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, I repent of keeping those words in my heart and in my mind. I now ask you and also now to reject and nullify those words spoken to me. I also choose to forgive the ones who said it. Dear Lord, heal my heart, my mind, my spirit. In Jesus' name. And anyone say? Amen. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands. In either way, Father, we know how powerful the tongue is. Father God, we haven't gone into the book of James and talking about how the tongue functions. Fire, rather, and all those. And Father, just looking at the Proverbs is already speaking so much into our life. Father, I ask, oh God, Lord, help us, Lord, every day that we're able to say an encouraging word rather than a word that is hurtful. Okay, that people may be built up in their life and that one word will carry them, okay, further, how more than what they could imagine. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Everyone say, amen. I also do not want to end the service by not praying for those who want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I do not know if there's anyone in the midst, whether here or the other hall, or those in the live stream. Okay, if you want to receive Jesus in your life, I want you to pray this prayer with me. You know, the wisest thing in your life is to receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. So if you are here, okay, I want you to raise your hand, okay, if there's anyone. Okay, for those who are in the live stream, okay, if you pray this prayer, okay, write to me. All right, so we want to disciple you, we want to help you grow. Okay, pray this with me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, I admit that I am a sinner. I wrong against you and others. I believe that Jesus died on the cross. He shed his blood to wash away my sin. He died, buried, and the third day, he rose again. Jesus, come, heal my heart. And now I confess my sin before you and men. I open my heart to receive Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, if you have prayed this prayer, okay, come talk to me. All right, shall we give the Lord a big hand? Amen.